This is New Beginnings. Supported by AARP in the Twin Cities and by Minneapolis Public Housing. A program for and about America's 78 million baby boomers. Hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell. New Beginnings topics include end-of-life concerns, health of mind, body, and spirit, housing, finance, and your career. Here's your host, Freddie Bell, as he welcomes career expert Joe McKenzie, founder of Ripple Connects.
Happy New Year, everyone, and welcome to New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell, and I'm so excited to jump into 2018 and bring you some topics that we really hope that you'll find that you can act on today and change your life for the better. And with us is our co-host of New Beginnings, Mr. Joe McKenzie. He is the founder of Ripple Connects. He turns candidates into contenders. Welcome back, Mr. McKenzie.
Good afternoon, Freddie Bell. Happy New Year. We're off and running in 2018. I'm excited to be a part of the New Beginnings program once again.
Absolutely. It's great to have you. And let's let our listeners know right off the top the best way to make contact directly with you.
Absolutely. They can reach out to me in two different ways. One of them could be to review my website, and that's rippleconnects.com. And the reason I tell people to go to there, Freddie, is get a chance to see my curriculum. Read about some of the testimonials, how I've impacted people's careers. I think that gives you a better insight of my individual coaching. Or they can call me directly at 763-438-1621. I return everybody's call. Certainly feel free to leave a voicemail or catch me directly, and I will be a resource to you.
All right. And we're talking this week as we kick off 2018, the critical moments of a job interview. Joe, I would submit that every moment of a job interview is critical. It's a compelling title. What are the critical moments of a job interview?
The critical moments are the opportunities to take when you can engage with the people that you're interviewing with, so you can help direct the interview towards your transferable skills, towards what that job needs to accomplish. How do we understand if this is a good role for us? And if we take too passive of approach, and what I mean by that is, if we're going to get into an interview and we're just going to wait for them to, the interviewer panel or interview person doing the interview, to ask us questions, then we're missing critical moments. And so I'm going to dedicate two parts to this, and there's a reason for it. What today is going to look a little different than next week, but the critical moments are realizing that you're right. Every moment is critical, but realizing that we need to make sure that, what if we get interviewed by someone that delivers a poor interview? We answer the questions right, but it never gets around to what we bring to the table, our accomplishments that are relevant. What if the interview never comes back to what this opportunity looks like in years 3 and 4? We may have done a great job, but the person doing the interview really didn't do us a favor. So the critical moments are early, often, and not being passive that we let an opportunity go by. So the critical moments are every moment that you're in there, but you have to watch for opportunities to become less passive and more proactive. And that's what I want to dedicate two segments to.
Interesting. So are there some specific techniques that allow the job seeker to uncover if this is a good career move for them during the course of that interview?
Absolutely. I think we thought that we were supposed to wait to ask our questions, our interview questions, to the end. I'm not sure what template that is, but I can tell you that if you wait to the end of an interview to ask your questions, you may have missed those critical moments when you could have asked a question about the importance of what this position looks like, what this position needs to accomplish. Really, we're trying to figure out if this is a good move, right, Freddie? If we're going to make this move, we want to make sure that we have the right information, correct?
Exactly, because the worst thing that you could do is get into that opportunity, I would imagine, and go, oh my goodness, if I'd asked one more question, perhaps I wouldn't have taken this opportunity.
Absolutely. So the fact is that during the interview, we need to figure out if this is a good move. And how do we do that? It's one thing to be talking about our experiences and what we've done at XYZ company, the ABC company, but it's another thing to talk about what the real job needs are of this position. What does success look like? How is it going to, who am I going to be working with? How many, how long? If we don't ask those questions in a conversational style and we just report to them our experiences, we're not doing any uncovering, we're answering. And we want to be uncovering information so we can determine this is a good career move. So when I talk about making it conversational early on and using those specific techniques mm-hmm. of, well, what does success look like, Freddie Bell? At the end of the year, what would you deem to be successful if I took this position today? Those are questions that need to be asked. Those are important questions to ask to uncover if this is a good career move for yourself.
Interesting. Everybody, we're talking about the critical moments of a job interview. And I'm curious, Joe, with so many professionals interviewing so sparingly in the course of their careers, how does someone become comfortable with this type of an approach when it's not something that they're doing every day or even every year in some cases?
Well, there's a couple different ways. There's a lot of good articles out there. I'm a believer in a lot of what Lou Adler writes, and you can find his articles on LinkedIn or you can get his book. It's a required reading, the Lou Adler, for Ripple Connect's clients. But being able to practice it with your network, you know, my company provides interview practice. We want people comfortable pushing back on questions to say, what does that look like? What does day one of year two look like? In regards to these new opportunities, looking downstream, we turn our clients into almost detectives trying to uncover if this is the right place for them. And so they can eye up these different opportunities. And I can tell you, even if you don't have a lot of opportunities out there, and this may be the only one, I can tell you if you have regrets after 6 months of taking this position, the opportunity costs rejecting this offer and looking and continuing to look, that's substantial. That's 6 months that you would have spent looking for the right position. So it's critical. There's critical moments in an interview, but it's also critical to ask the right questions of what does this opportunity look like? Judge success, professional growth. These are opportunities then to start getting a picture of that. If you don't see professional growth and that's number one on your list, well, you should be happy that you got that clarity versus 2 years in and realize there is no professional growth.
Exactly. Is there a danger, Joe McKenzie, of asking too many questions in a job interview?
Absolutely. You do have to keep it conversational. You do want to ask open-ended questions. If the person conducting the interview is opening up, let them. Let's have a conversation. You're not going to have all your questions pre-planned before the interview. You're going to listen closely to how they answer your questions, and you could build on that quite simply. And it could be as simple as, what does that, you know, they say, well, in year two, we moved to this stage of your development. Well, tell me a little bit more. What does that look like? What does that entail? Who am I going to be reporting to? What is going to be required of me? It's conversational, Freddie. And if it's balanced and you feel it's balanced, then I think you're well in line. But you're right. If you ask too many questions, you're going to put people off too.
Wow. Everybody, we're talking with Joe McKenzie about the critical moments of a job interview, and we've covered a lot of ground. Is there anything in particular for our active older adults that we should remember in making sure that we have an active job interview process?
Well, certainly. Someone in the baby boomer generation is going to bring a lot of experience and skills to this opportunity. We need to make sure, along with if this is a good opportunity, what are those transferable skills that you've acquired over the years that are going to be the most in demand for this position? And that is something I definitely want to cover next week. How do we determine what areas of our skills are going to be in most need? Because let's face it, a lot of us have done different things in our careers. I've been a sales manager. I've been in the credit union industry. I've worked in the nonprofit. I've acquired a lot of skills and experiences. Not all of them are going to apply in that next position that I interview for, but I would like to know which ones will transfer and be the most beneficial to that new organization.
So let's continue that thought. What are some of the other topics and ideas that you'll be sharing next week when we get back together?
Well, certainly knowing early on, asking those questions about what are those transferable skills that you're going to be bringing. And it does take a technique of uncovering those. You know, in this segment, we cover if this is a good opportunity, but knowing what the real job needs are, what this position needs to accomplish, and what is relevant in your body of work there that you want to bring forward. Because let's face it, Freddie, if we don't bring it up and it never gets around to our transferable skills and we drive away from that interview, we haven't taken advantage of those critical moments of a job interview.
Everybody, this is Joe McKenzie. We got to leave it right there for this week, and you do fine work at Ripple Connect.
Yes, we do. We turn candidates into contenders.
And we continue right now.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think real possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/Twin Cities.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, RippleConnects.com.
The following is an invitation from the KEYARCS Group, the insurance cost reduction specialists. Is your life insurance policy a new or an old style policy? Simply put, if your life insurance policy is more than 3 years old, it's probably an old style policy. Why? For several reasons. First, advances in medicine have created longer life expectancies that result in lower expenses and increased benefits within policies. Second, your life circumstances may have changed with a new family situation, a different career, a shift in your financial status, or a change in health. And third, the insurance industry keeps evolving. New policies have features that weren't available years ago. For example, the new policies can allow you to access your death benefit while alive for long-term care needs like home care, assisted facility, or nursing home, or income-generating features that allow you to liquidate a portion of your death benefit to provide cash for the kind of retirement you deserve. The invitation before you right now is for a free KEYARCS Life Policy Review. With one 15-minute phone call, you may be able to save significant money on your monthly premiums and at the same time extend your coverage, increase your death benefit, and many times see 20% or more on cash accumulation for your retirement. Life insurance has evolved. It's time to get your policy an upgrade. Call 877-752-3552. 877-752-3552. 877-752-3552. Mention promo code Freddy for your free review. Let us help you save 20 to 40% or more. The call is free. The review is free. You've got nothing to lose and so much to gain. Call us now. 877-752-3552. Mention promo code Freddy for your free review or visit us online at keyarx.com. That's KEYARX.com.
Minneapolis Public Housing is right now on New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
This is New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell, and with me is the Center Coordinator for the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center, Kitty Harris. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Freddie. Always a pleasure to be here.
For those who don't know by now, how can they reach out to you for more information and for all the activities at the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center?
They can give us a call at 612-344-2221, or they can stop by and visit us at 1015 4th Avenue North in Minneapolis. We're right behind Summit Academy.
Unlike a lot of different organizations, the activity level does not stop with all of your collaborative partners at the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center. And I would surmise that January is teeming with a lot of different events and potential touch points for your participants at the center.
Absolutely. As we don't have any plans of slowing down, we actually have plans of increasing, and we're going to be introducing a new monthly event with a familiar face here. So we're going to have an event the second Wednesday of every month with Miss Cora McCorvey, who this building is named after. And that event is going to be called Coffee and Cookies with Cora.
Wow. A lot of people will be excited to see Miss McCorvey.
Yes, absolutely. So prior to her departure, one of the things that she expressed is wanting to continue to have the connection with the older adults in the community. She has such a passion for our seniors and our elderly. And so this monthly program will give her that connection and that avenue to be able to discuss in an uninhibited format whatever she might like with the residents in the community. So we're excited to launch that. And actually on January the 10th, it is her birthday. So we're also excited she's going to be sharing her birthday with us for the very first one.
Two big events involving Cora McCorvey herself.
Yes. And then we, in continuing with our collaborative partners, we're going to still host our monthly free legal aid workshops for the community. And so that's going to be that very next day after Cookies with Cora on January the 11th. And so we have over 30 staff attorneys through Mid-Minnesota Legal Aid that come in and provide working documents for the person. They will leave here with a executed document for power of attorneys, healthcare directives, wills, trust. And they also help with, you know, for those older adults who have custody of their grandchildren, they help with custody issues. So they will be here in 2018 as well. Every month. So we're just excited for the opportunities that we have.
Everybody, we're talking with Kitty Harris, and she's outlining some different activities happening in the month of January. We've already heard about three or four different events happening in January. What else can we look forward to as we open 2018?
Well, we will have our staple events. So we will have our community sing out with our Alive and Kicking Senior Rock Group. And that will continue to be the second Monday of every month. We will continue to do our community movie day the third Tuesday of every month, as well as our community bingo the fourth Monday of every month. And again, all of these events are free and open to the public. So we hope that people will take advantage of these great things. And as we pop into February, we will have our first play of the year on February the 10th. With our connection with 10,000 Things. So this is our third year of offering free community plays. And so our next one will be on Saturday, February the 10th.
And that's just the tip of the iceberg, everyone. For more information, how can they reach out to you, Kitty?
For more information, you can visit us on Facebook at Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center, or you can give us a call, 612-344-2221.
All right. Thank you so much. And we've got more information coming right now.
The following is an invitation from the KEYARCS Group, the insurance cost reduction specialists. Is your life insurance policy a new or an old-style policy? Simply put, if your life insurance policy is more than 3 years old, it's probably an old-style policy. Why? For several reasons. First, advances in medicine have created longer life expectancies that result in lower expenses and increased benefits within policies. Second, your life circumstances may have changed with a new family situation, a different career, a shift in your financial status, or a change in health. And third, the insurance industry keeps evolving. New policies have features that weren't available years ago. For example, the new policies can allow you to access your death benefit while alive for long-term care needs like home care, assisted facility, or nursing home, or income-generating features that allow you to liquidate a portion of your death benefit to provide cash for the kind of retirement you deserve. The invitation before you right now is for a free KEYARCS Life Policy Review. With one 15-minute phone call, you may be able to save significant money on your monthly premiums and at the same time extend your coverage, increase your death benefit, and many times see 20% or more on cash accumulation for your retirement. Life insurance has evolved. It's time to get your policy an upgrade. Call 877-752-3552. 877-752-3552. 877-752-3552. Mention promo code Freddie for your free review. Let us help you save 20 to 40% or more. The call is free. The review is free. You've got nothing to lose and so much to gain. Call us now. 877-752-3552. 972-3552. Mention promo code FREDDY for your free review. Or visit us online at keyarx.com. That's KEYARX.com.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight, that you can't stop smoking, that you can't get over a fear, that you can't. $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis. Wake up to your success.
You're listening to New Beginnings. New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Welcome back to New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell, and it's always appropriate to talk about scams to our audience. And chances are good that one or more of the letters that you've gotten over the holidays is a scam-based letter. Blame your good nature, because Americans are among the most generous people on earth, with individuals donating close to $390 billion to charitable causes in 2016. And most of that giving occurs during the holidays. There's a study that found that almost a fourth of the year's online giving occurred on just 2 days, December 30th and December 31st. With so many billions of dollars flowing to charities in such a short time, often triggered by just a well-worded request or a heart-tugging photo, it's no surprise that scammers prey on our charitable spirit. For example, in 2015, all 50 state attorneys general and the Federal Trade Commission sued four cancer charities for allegedly bilking consumers out of $187 million in charitable donations. The states charged that the vast majority of these donations went to fundraising costs and lavish salaries. This past year has been filled with natural disasters, so this season may be particularly overrun with fraudulent charity pitches. How many? No one knows. Charity scams are hard to discover because people don't complain and often don't know their donations aren't spent as promised. We do know, however, that following every disaster, there are always scammers waiting to take advantage. Here's the message. It's okay to listen to your heart when giving, but use your head to ensure your contributions get where you want it to go. Now, here's how. There are a number of states, including Minnesota, that require charities that intend to raise funds to register with their Secretary of State's or Attorney General's office in order to make solicitations. Most of these laws were written before the growth of online activity, so applying registration rules to online pitches gets pretty difficult. If the charity won't provide its registration number, just move on. Next, verify where the donation goes. Input the group's name or registration number to find out how much has been raised and how much went to the charitable purpose. For example, feeding the hungry versus the cost of fundraising. You can also check out the Charity Navigator, which is a nonprofit whose website provides a national database of registered charities, or you can ask the charity directly for documentation. And then just say no if less than 65% of the money raised is used for the charitable purpose. That's the litmus test most watchdog groups suggest. They typically give higher ratings to charities that dedicate more than 65% of donations to programs. The American Red Cross, for example, spends 90% of donations on its programs. Probing a charity before offering money seems obvious, but a recent survey showed that 70% of those who donate never ask solicitors where the contribution is going. If you don't ask, shady fundraisers don't even need to lie about what they do with your money, do they? Just an idea. I'm Freddie Bell, and this is New Beginnings.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, RippleConnects.com.
Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, spirituality, and even entertainment. Every day is a chance for a fresh start.
You're listening to New Beginnings. New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Hi, everyone. You're listening to New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell. And how about some ways to help to safeguard your memory? There's no pill or procedure to help you maintain your memory yet. But researchers have found several lifestyle factors that can influence your brain's ability to remember facts and different dates and important events with fewer problems. They're a moving target. However, yesterday's proven memory boosters don't always stand up to the testing. There are some folks who figured out some things that really do work and others that don't. Here's what the research says. How about physical activity? The researchers say take it. Aim to be as active as you can in daily life. And this means small actions such as sitting less and taking the stairs instead of the elevator. You should always get 150 minutes a week of purposeful activity like walking briskly, playing tennis, riding your bike, swimming laps, even lifting weights and the like. A 2017 report by the National Academy of Sciences determined that fitness may be the best tool we have against cognitive impairment and dementia. And there's also some evidence that exercise can help your brain become healthier in as little as 6 months. How about those brain games? Well, some researchers say leave it. Last year, the Federal Trade Commission ruled that a digital brain game company made misleading claims about its impact on brain health. The truth is that puzzles and games may help your brain power, but only when it comes to doing puzzles and games. Researchers recommend cognitively stimulating activities, meaning anything that engages your brain and helps it to do new things. For instance, your brain might benefit from photography classes, designing a quilt, working with technology, or researching your genealogy. Even listening to music may help. That's according to a new study. And you've heard about the impact that antiperspirant might have on your memory. Well, don't sweat it. The fear that aluminum in antiperspirants was linked to Alzheimer's disease came from research conducted in the 1970s and 1980s, which found this element present in the neurons of people who had the illness. That research also scared people away from cooking with aluminum pots and drinking out of aluminum cans. But we're exposed in so many different ways to this element. It's the third most common in the Earth's crust, that the small amount you'd get from antiperspirants or cookware isn't likely to increase your risk. And what about eating the Mediterranean way? Unfortunately, no single food is likely to be the cause or cure for memory dips. But an overall healthy eating plan that involves piling whole grains, fruits, vegetables, fish, nuts, and olive oil onto your plate and then cutting back on red meat may help to keep your brain in shape. In fact, a 2017 study of nearly 6,000 people found that people who ate this way had a 35% lower risk of cognitive impairment than people who did not follow this diet. This combination of foods may seem like a familiar recommendation because scientists are discovering that your brain and our hearts have similar needs, and in this case, our taste buds will probably approve too. We're talking about ways to safeguard your memory. How about those vitamins and supplements? Well, there's no evidence yet that downing supplements helps your memory over the long term, especially when it comes to those two popular ones, vitamin E and omega-3 in fish oil. There was a review paper published in April that concluded that vitamin E neither prevents Alzheimer's nor improves the minds of people who have it. It's worth checking with your doctor to be sure you're getting the nutrients you need for your overall health. But if your body's stocked up on everything, your brain probably doesn't need the extra vitamins. And what about your friends and your family? Doing things in groups where there's a friend or coach to provide feedback seems to make new activities like learning a language or taking up watercolor painting even better for your brain. The social aspect may also help you stick with your new pursuit. This is essential because the benefits may fade after you stop doing it. What about ginseng in particular? Now, there are people who take this herbal remedy with hopes of boosting brain power. But a 2010 scientific review of the best research found no convincing evidence that it could help prevent Alzheimer's. And here's compelling reasons not to reach for it. ginseng can interact with diabetes drugs. It also may contribute to headaches, sleep problems, and digestive issues. And what about managing your blood pressure? High blood pressure may damage small blood vessels in the brain. This may be particularly true for women. Research published in October found that women who developed high blood pressure in their 40s had a 73% risk of dementia compared with those who had normal blood pressure. So be sure to talk to your doctor about how to control it. We're giving you some ideas on how to guard your memory. I'm Freddie Bell. Stay with us. We have more great information coming as New Beginnings continues.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think real possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Up screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/twincities.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, RippleConnects.com.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
You want to be in a place where people know your name. The message is positive and you feel fulfilled. Come be inspired at Unity South Church. Unity South is a non-denominational spiritual community with roots in love, acceptance, and prayer. We believe that you have an indwelling spark of divinity. Come visit us this Sunday for the interactive discussion at 9 a.m. or the regular service at 10:30 a.m. Unity South is located at 7950 First Avenue South in Bloomington. A stimulating and uplifting Sunday school for preschool through 18 years old. Unity South Church, embracing, loving, empowering.
Freddie welcomes Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis.
You are listening to New Beginnings, and I'm Freddie Bell. I'm so excited because this is our first show of the brand new year. And who better to start it with than with Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis. Happy New Year to you.
Oh, thank you, Freddie, and a happy, healthy, prosperous new year to you as well.
How can we find you at West Metro Hypnosis?
952-222-3975. Or visit my website at westmetrohypnosis.com.
So as we're already into 2018, I know there's some house cleaning that we need to do, but do you have a word about New Year's resolutions? Is that something that's still in vogue?
Oh, absolutely. You know, resolutions come around every year, and this is the perfect time. Everybody is fired up. They know exactly what they're going to do, how they're going to do it. They're going to the gym. They're eating healthy. They're taking care of business. All of that stuff is going on right now. And resolutions are, they're a wonderful thing. They are a great thing. They're a great way to set our intention. I have found, though, that resolutions, for me anyway, can become quite overwhelming too, because there are a lot of areas that I could do better in my life. It's not that I'm doing horribly, but we as humans always want to discover what we can be doing better. What else can we become? What else can we discover about ourselves? And so instead of resolutions, I like to assign a theme to my year every year. And last year, 2017, was bold. That was the year of boldness for me. And for 2018, I have decided that it is the year of committed, the year that I am committed. And for me, the wonderful thing about assigning a theme instead of making a resolution is that there are areas, each and every one of us has areas in our lives that we want to pay attention to: our health, physical fitness, what we're doing in our work life, our relationships, how we spend our time. And there's always room for improvement in all of these areas. And by assigning a theme to it, I can always check in with myself and know automatically whether I am on track or not. If I have a desire to eat healthier and to make better food choices, and I find myself that I'm not doing that, it's a simple one-word check-in. Committed. Am I committed to doing this or am I not? There's no in-between. I'm either doing it or I'm not. It's kind of like Yoda in the Star Wars when he said there is no try, that you're either doing it or you're not. And that's not to, you know, give myself a hard time, but it just simplifies everything for me and says, you know what, I'm not being committed. And if this is the year for me to be committed, I need to do something differently. I need to change it. So for me, this is my year of being committed. I would invite everybody to, at least if when you keep those resolutions, make a theme for your year, simplify it so you can check in with yourself, whether it be the year of being courageous or the year of expansion or the year of learning or whatever it is. So you can always do that simple check-in with yourself, and you're going to find that your resolutions are it's much easier to stay on track with this one-word check-in.
I love the idea of having a theme for the year. And for more information, how can we get in contact with you, Kelly?
952-222-3975. There is still time to get my hypnotic goals planner free yet in January, because I know some people haven't started on their resolutions yet. So you can still download that from my website at westmetrohypnosis.com.
Thanks, Kelly. And New Beginnings continues right now.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight, that you can't stop smoking, that you can't get over a fear, that you can't. $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis. Wake up to your success.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think real possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/Twin Cities.
And now it's time for this week's Point of Focus.
Quantum physics and psychology are proven conclusively that you get what you expect. And if you expect something different will happen.
This is life and enterprise management.
I love living. I think that's infectious. It's something that you can't fake.
Do you ever get that thought that says, if I could just get myself out of the way, everything would be all right? That feeling suggests an inner turmoil. But through focusing on peace and calm, you can turn things around. It's a little known secret. Instead of self-defeating statements and feelings, if we can just remember that even though we feel we may have fallen short, we always have a second chance to do our best. If you make a mistake, take a misstep, or flounder, that's all it is. It's not the real you. Just relax and know that you have the power to focus on the task at hand and begin again. As you practice this technique, you'll find yourself getting better and better day by day. If you'd like to learn more, I'd welcome the chance to speak to your organization. To learn how, all you have to do is visit me at www.freddiebell.com or call 888-639-9738. Or you can reach me by email. It's freddie@freddiebell.com. freddie@freddiebell.com. As we continue with New Beginnings, we now turn to Unity South in the Twin Cities, where the Reverend James Stacy is the senior minister, and they invite you to their two Sunday morning services at 9 a.m. and at 10:30 a.m., as well as to their numerous weekly activities and classes. More information is found at unitysouth.org. Here now is the Reverend James Stacy with a lesson already in progress.
Now, essentially, what I wanted to share was that Myrtle Fillmore, in her own individual healing, expanded until she realized that her identity, her truth, involved her relationship, her connection with her neighbors. And that idea caused her healing not to be an isolated story, but the beginning of a worldwide movement that would touch millions upon millions of people, even to this very day when Silent Unity takes over 2 million requests for prayer each year. And churches such as ours share in our prayer work and then forward our prayer requests to Silent Unity, where they continue to hold them in their 127 years of ceaseless prayer. Not 1 minute lost in all these years. And whenever you turn to this church or to Silent Unity, you join in that great consciousness, that great power, that God is here and desires your greatest good. That may be in physical healing, healing of finances, relationships, and more, helping you to develop into your fullest truth. So as that movement grew that Myrtle initiated, Jesus Christ's greatest commandment became a reality for her. They weren't just words. They were a living truth in her heart. To love your neighbor as your own self. And so I want us to recall what Jesus called the greatest commandment, as recorded in the Gospel of Matthew. When the Pharisees heard that he had silenced the Sadducees and their questions, they gathered together, and one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question to test him. Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest? For there were many laws for the Hebrew people to follow. Jesus said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment, and a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the truth of the prophets. Poet and teacher Mark Nepo, in his wonderful book, The Book of Awakening, highlights such unconditional love that is required by the greatest commandment. He writes, "In truth, unconditional love does not require a passive acceptance of whatever happens in the name of love. Rather, in the real spaces of our daily relationships, it means maintaining a commitment that no condition will keep us from bringing all of who we are to each other honestly." Such honesty, as Nepo suggests, reminds me of another profound saying of Jesus, this time recorded in John's Gospel. "No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends." And as I meditate on this, it seems to me it is not just about a physical sacrifice of our bodily life, but we can lay down our lives in the sense of laying down our self-identity, our ego, our status, our image, to be real before others, to be vulnerable, to be true, to be ourself before others. Now, as Charles said, anyone can sing a little song. And so perhaps this simple song might bring it home to us, or at least be a melody that lingers in our heart. Wherever we go, whatever we do, we're gonna go through it together. We may not go far, but sure as a star, wherever we are, it's together. Wherever I go, I know he goes. Wherever I go, I know she goes. No fits, no fights, no feuds, no egos. Amigos together, through thick and through thin, all out or all in, and whether it's win, place, or show, with you for me and me for you, we'll muddle through whatever we do, together, wherever we go. Well, we'll thank Gypsy for that song. But it does bring an essential truth home to us, both a truth of our unity foundation, perhaps one of the simplest essences of what we teach and strive to follow in unity, that no matter how many differences we have with other people, whether that be our background in race, ethnicity, status in the outer world, our educational background, the story of our life, the story of whether we are conservative or progressive, all those differences that we can make so important. But we cannot deny one elementary fact, that we all have the same God life within us. To realize that truth binds us to Jesus' words, that we love one another, we love our neighbor as ourselves. Not so much loving in an equal measure. Well, I love myself 90%, so I'll love my neighbors 90%. No, it's not so much about a measure. It's about recognizing our connection. We are both animated by the same life. The words I shared with you recently from Paul's letter to the Corinthian speaks of many gifts, but one giver, many expressions, but one life. So I invite us now to move into a time of meditation and to fix this essential truth within our souls as a thought, an image, what is just right for you, that reminds you of the fact that in your neighbor, you behold yourself. The life you behold in others is the same life that sustains and animates you.
You just heard a message coming from the Reverend James Stacy, the senior minister of Unity South in the Twin Cities. More information is found at their website at unitysouth.org. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Thanks for making us a part of your weekend on New Beginnings. For Joe McKenzie, this is Freddie Bell reminding you that every day is a chance for a new beginning. We'll see you next week and online. Goodbye, everybody.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
You want to be in a place where people know your name. The message is positive and you feel fulfilled. Come be inspired at Unity South Church. Unity South is a non-denominational spiritual community with roots in love, acceptance, and prayer. We believe that you have an indwelling spark of divinity. Come visit us this Sunday for the interactive discussion at 9 a.m. or the regular service at 10:30 a.m. Unity South is located at 7950 First Avenue South in Bloomington. A stimulating and uplifting Sunday school for preschool through 18 years old. Unity South Church, embracing, loving, empowering.
Where everybody